All right, we're back here at Montevideo High School. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. And as promised, we have the Canby Mineota Sensations, head coach Shauna Berlin with us. And Shauna.
Hi.
Hi, you look nice and pink.
Thank you. Had to dress up for today. It's a big day.
It is a big day. So what's the feelings with the Sensations backstage or back in the hallway here?
Well, so far we haven't done jazz, so the nerves aren't there yet, but mine are slowly making their way up there, and they're setting in.
All right. And your sister Emma is with me. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Well, I'm going to tell our listeners you had a little tough luck this week.
Yeah.
Let everybody know Emma is a junior and part of the Sensations, and she had her appendix out this week. That's not what you planned.
No,
all right?
It wasn't. No.
So talk about that a little bit. When was it?
And it was Tuesday after practice, and yeah, I was sad when they told me I couldn't dance.
I think she was more heartbroken that she couldn't dance.
Yeah.
Anything.
Should mention that Shauna, Joe, and Emma are sisters.
We are.
And, yeah. Yeah. That when I heard the news, I even teared up a little bit, Emma, and that's tough to take.
Yeah, it was.
I think I went to practice crying a little bit, and the girls were like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I was like, it's just the sister in me.
Yeah.
So you wanted to dance today, even after they told you you can't.
Yeah, okay. I still jokingly said I was going to go to practice, but
the first message I got from her was, I think I'll dance Saturday.
Well, look at you, though. You're all dressed up in uniform and ready. You got the makeup on.
Yeah,
you're
I'm ready to
go.
Dance.
You're ready to dance. You know, go ahead. Feeling okay then?
Yeah.
That's good. Talk about your team this year. The high kick and the routine and how it came together and stuff.
This year was probably one of my favorite seasons. It's nice to be back with competitions from COVID and be able to compete against everyone again. And I don't know, I really liked the season. The dance was fun. The uniforms were fun.
It was a fun dance to choreograph because our choreography team consisted of Emma, Paige Beeson, and then our three captains.
Okay.
And they brought some fun ideas, and it was fun. Like, I think we finished choreography within, like, 2 days.
Oh, wow.
And it usually takes us quite a few, but...
Okay. Yeah, and what's the song that you use?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, we
Lady
Gaga. A lot of Lady Gaga.
It's a mix.
Oh, it's a mix of Lady Gaga. Yeah. You can't go wrong with that.
No, you can't. It's so fun and upbeat that...
Yeah. So who does the choreography, then? Who dreams up the choreography?
A lot of Shauna did it, but the dancers helped a little bit. The five of us dancers, Shauna did a lot.
We all bring our little ideas.
Okay. And so you just kind of work at it, and then you progress through the year. Do you change some stuff up?
Usually,
talk about that.
Christmas break. Yeah, Christmas break we changed a lot. And with dancers out, we've changed some foot formations and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. While you have you here, why don't you just introduce... Talk about some of the girls on the team. Let's run right down the list, if you don't mind.
Okay, I'll start down at the bottom.
Okay.
So we got our
eight.
We
got a young team.
Yes, very young team. Okay. We have 7 new rookies and 10 returning. But we have Abby Zitzman, Alyssa Hoffman, and Hannah Gillen. They're 8th graders, and they've really stepped it up. As an 8th grader on varsity, I always feel like it's so nerve-wracking. And then we have Elizabeth DeCock and Katie Munter, along with Trinity Kirschbaum, Samara Sommerfeld, and I think those are my only returning, but they've really stepped up the game. My returning dancers are Hannah Fadness, a 9th grader, Kylie Sturzinger and Isabel Thompson, 10th graders, and then Paige Wiesman, Lily Updahl, Kaylin Ludukowski.
I'm glad you said that, because when I saw that on the paper, I go, oh, how do you say that?
I've been struggling for a couple years now, and I told her next year, I'm going to get it down.
Try it again. What was that?
Kaylin Ludwikowski?
Ludwikowski.
See, I'm still working on it.
Okay.
And then our captains, our seniors, Natalie Bach, Lauren Olson, and Crystal Aitians. They've really been a great captain triple trio.
Yeah, so your 3 seniors been with you for a while then?
Yes.
Okay.
Lauren's been dancing since 7th grade, and Crystal, too. Natalie's been since 8th grade, but...
Okay. When did you start dancing, Emma?
I started dancing in 7th grade on the team.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of experience there.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so the Canby Mineota fans are here in numbers, are they?
I think so.
That's right. You haven't been out here yet. You've been backstage.
Yeah, we watched some of the jazz, but I think all of our pink fans are sitting up there. Yeah, waving.
Oh, they're waving at us. Okay, they're listening. They all got their phones to the ear.
Must.
Yeah. You know, tell our listeners a little bit about what goes on back, not in the gym. You guys are in a room?
Yes.
And what do you do back there?
So we get a classroom, and that's our dressing room for the day. And that's basically where we just get ready, do makeup, hair. Like, you show up, it's rip that suitcase open, grab your mirrors, get that makeup on, finish those buns, and then we use the hallway to practice. So that's where we warm up and stretch and all that. So.
And you have a, what do they call it, time?
A mark time.
A mark time?
Yep, so we got to get in here around 10, I think ours was, and then you get the gym for 5 minutes and 5 minutes only. Unless you do jazz, and you get 5 minutes for kick, 5 minutes for jazz. But that, I always feel so nervous because it feels like I'm being rushed, and I don't like to think fast.
All right. And Emma, everybody's ready to go to perform in high kick here in a few minutes.
Yep.
So what do you do, a chant? How do you fire the team up?
We do lots of chants. Yeah, we pump each other up a lot.
Okay. All right. And Shauna, talk about your assistant coaches.
Yes, so my assistant coaches are Avery Locken and Jenna Borstad. Avery was with me last year, and then she returned again this year to help me out, but she does a lot of the JV work. Like, she's all JV, but then once JV's done, she comes and likes to give her input on varsity. Jenna Borstad has been kind of back and forth. She's been an assistant coach for both me and Avery.
Okay.
But she's been a great help with everything both of them have. Okay. I can't be more thankful for great assistant coaches.
Avery texted me. She was a little upset that she missed me while I was at practice, when I came to practice.
Maybe I'll send her over here, too.
You can do that. We're excited to watch your high kick routine. I haven't seen it yet this year, by the way. I usually try to catch it at a basketball game or something. But talk about quickly about your year. You did some placing in some of the competitions.
Yes, we placed third a couple times, I believe, and then we got a lot of fourths and fifths, but like I said, Section 3A is just one of the toughest, I feel.
It is the toughest.
You really got to bring it if you want to get up there.
Yep, that's right. All right, thanks a lot, Shauna, for joining me. And Emma, I'm glad you're okay, but I feel so sorry for you that you won't be able to perform.
Yeah.
But you're wearing a smile on your face.
Yep.
So what, your teammates gather around you?
Yeah.
And help you out a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm, you know, when I covered Camby basketball, I remember this. Zach Nye had the same thing happen to him a number of years ago. He was playing in a section basketball tournament. He had his appendix out. He couldn't play in the section championship game or at the state tournament. And that's not a good time for that.
Yeah.
Bad luck, right?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining me, Emma.
You're welcome.
You bet. All right. We'll see you probably afterwards with your seniors, Shauna, okay?
Yep.
All right, thank you. That's Shauna Joel-Verlin and her sister Emma from the Camby Minnesota Sensations. We'll take a commercial break, and Ken and I will be back with more Section 3A dance from Montevideo right after this.